Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry. We'll stay in Raqqa, Syria now, where Russian-backed Syrian government forces are bearing down on rebel forces there and on Islamic State fighters defending their capital. U.S.-backed forces are also closing in on a corridor between Raqqa and the Iraqi city of Mosul. Meanwhile, peace talks between the Syrian opposition and the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad are supposed to resume today in Geneva. A ceasefire is supposed to go into effect in the coming days, though not all parties in the war are part of that deal. Russia's priority here is to defeat rebels and strengthen Assad, not necessarily to defeat the Islamic State in Raqqa. With us is Rami Curry. He's founding director of the Issam Faris Institute at the American University in Beirut, and he says the U.S. is taking a backseat here.
The Russians have been pretty much calling the shots on the ground and in the air, and everybody is responding to whatever the Russians and the Syrians do with their two other important allies, the Iranians and Hezbollah. So basically, the Russians and the Syrian government are determining the flow of the fighting, and which will also have an impact on the diplomatic process. But the long-term end game is not clear to anybody. For instance, it's still not clear if the Russians are fully wedded to Assad having to stay in place. All we can say is right now the Russians are calling the shots, but in 2 months or 6 months, nobody knows.
Rami Curry, that sounds like then the United States is left in a position of getting whatever collateral damage to ISIS that it can out of Russia and Assad's other priorities.
Well, the U.S. is very much responding to other people's initiatives on the ground, and this has been the case really since the beginning of the war, over 5 years ago now. The United States, by being reluctant to either fight on the ground seriously or give the mainstream opposition significant anti-aircraft weapons, the U.S. has basically relegated itself to being in the background and letting other people lead the process. And those other people now have become the Syrian government with Russia. Second, you've got ISIS. Third, you've got Al-Qaeda with the Jabhat al-Nusra. And fourth, you've got the Kurdish forces. Those four are the most powerful forces on the ground right now, and the United States is just responding in any way it can. And frankly, the United States is somewhat of a secondary player right now. Their air power is still very significant. And when they use that air power in coordination, say, with the Kurdish fighters on the ground, that air power is significant. So the U.S. can play a role there. But other than that, the United States is pretty much following other people's leads.
So in the end, what does a Russian-backed Syrian government move on Raqqa mean for the viability of ISIS in Syria? Are they likely to survive this battle?
It's always been very clear that if there is a combination of significant international air power and ground forces fighting against it, that it would be defeated very easily. The Islamic State is not a very significant conventional military force. So if we're seeing now the combination of Syrian ground troops, Russian air power, and other ground forces attacking Islamic State, then Islamic State will definitely be defeated militarily and Raqqa will fall. And that is a significant blow to the Islamic State because Raqqa is, first of all, it's their kind of symbolic heartland and capital. It's where they started, really. And it also is a critical link between their forces in around Aleppo, south around Palmyra, east Syria, Deir ez-Zor and Hasaka areas. And it's the critical link to the Mosul area. What would happen after that? Nobody knows. I'm sure the Islamic State have plans for the day after. They're not going to just sit around and say, well, let's see what happens and watch it on TV. They're planning for some kind of insurgency, including attacks around the Arab world and internationally.
And of course, defeating ISIS in Raqqa comes at the price of a strengthened Bashar al-Assad, something the United States has said it doesn't want. Rami Curry, founding director of the Issam Faris Institute at the American University of Beirut. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.